It's that time on the Internet Advisor to bring into our conversation Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News, mytechnews.com, a great resource for all the information that you want about what's going on in technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan. Mike, how are you doing? Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Foster, and happy Chinese New Year. It's the year of the fire rooster.
The year of the fire rooster. My God, I didn't realize it was the happy. Well, there's a piece of news.
Last year, I think, was the dragon. So
yep. Yes. That's and right. He set the fire to the rooster, it sounds like.
Or something, yeah.
So. Any particular things we should watch out for this year of the fire rooster?
Keep your tail feathers dry. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's supposed to be, if you are a rooster, it's supposed to be a bad year for you. And the Uh-oh. Chinese zodiac, you know, it's based on lunar cycles and 12, there's 12 different signs on there. And I happen to be a dragon myself. But I put up a little message on my website if you want to figure out what you are in the Chinese zodiac.
I always expected, you know, that I could get that kind of information about Masons, Freemasons, Templars, but you know, Chinese New Year information from you, Mike. You're setting a new bar here.
Well, you know, I try to stay up on all these things. You know what we're going to be dealing with, right? So. I love Chinese food, too. So
that must be it. That's the connection.
Well, let's talk about, give people an idea of the kind of headlines that Mike covers every week with his MI Tech News. And there's so much that we can talk about in terms of what's out there. But let's talk about some of the headlines. One of the headlines I saw was that you had out there were 5 tips for secure passwords that are easy to remember. That I love.
Well, absolutely. That comes from Rick Becker, so you've had on the show from Cloud Tech One, from a column that he posted this week. It's according to the most popular, believe it or not, I just can't believe it, but it is, the most popular password is 123456.
No.
You don't want to use that one. That's really not smart.
Nor 54321.
Or any of those, you know, that are pretty obvious, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what he suggests is to make it long, 8 to 12 characters, because it's tougher to crack. Avoid dictionary words, names, and places. Include numbers and special characters. Make it random, and if you can, use a random password generator.
That's where I fall back myself. I use the random password generator. I know the guys in studio here being so clever. Ed, you use phrases, is it? Catchphrases?
No, that was Gary that used.
I use the phrases.
You use the phrases. Okay. What?
I try not to use Mary Had a Little Lamb, because everybody uses that one.
Gary uses his phone number, so, I mean, I'm just giving that away, right?
Oh, no.
So,
did you say that on Gary?
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, Gary.
The other one is row, row, row your boat. We can't use that one.
Yeah, but I use terms from science fiction movies like tricorder and Klingon and stuff like that.
All right. Another headline you have out there is that the new CIA director, Mr. Pompeo, wants to track info from social media accounts.
We just went through a bunch of that, and but he admitted during his confirmation hearings that's what he wants to do, track information from social media accounts. I'm not a big fan of that, obviously. And I think there's major privacy issues there. Snowden exposed a lot of the stuff that was going on a number of years ago, and I thought, you know, we were past that, but... Yeah, they make the argument that the bad guys use social media, so we have to look at everybody's social media. Well, I won't make any political comments, but personally, I'm a little uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. All right, and then another headline I saw down here is what Michigan's new energy law means to small businesses. And I know you are very focused on news in particular that has to deal with small businesses in Michigan.
Yeah, I tried to, being one myself. But this is from our friends at the Small Business Association of Michigan. Excuse me, Michael Rogers did a really nice interview with the Director of Customer Experience for Consumer Energy.
Mm-hmm.
And what it means is we're going to have a lot more power sources, so you won't ever have to worry about the lights going out, hopefully. It also includes an ombudsman. If you have issues with the state and you don't know how to negotiate through the maze of the state bureaucracy, there's an ombudsman that's been appointed that you can work with.
Mm.
And finally, and I think this is the most important, it provides incentives for energy efficiency for businesses. excuse me. So it takes a lot less money to, you know, put in the proper insulation, make some changes like that, rather than spending all this money on gas or electricity to heat or cool your business.
Mm-hmm.
So the new law provides those incentives as well. So it's a really good thing.
So as you can see, folks, there's a quite a broad stretch of issues that Mike covers, and everything from, you know, the general thing about passwords to national issues, such as the new director of the CIA looking into social media accounts, to small business interests as well in the state of Michigan. And I know, Mike, that you've now moved from simply having these and other headlines on Fridays delivered to people, absolutely free, by the way, folks, from MITechNews.com, but you've also got resources that you present people in video and audio during the week.
Yeah, absolutely. Wednesday newsletter contains all the podcasts from all of our partners, including you guys. It features what Matt and I do on Mondays on M Squared TechCast, where we do it live and then make it available on demand. SBAM's podcasts are in there. MTAM, all these acronyms that we're all familiar with. So those are all Wednesday. Then we're adding video now to that. It's taken a long time to get it all worked out, but we're moving forward on the Automation Alley video news updates, which are video press releases. And so we'll be adding those. And then on Fridays, right now, we're doing stories. However, my consultants tell me that Tuesdays and Thursdays will probably be better days for newsletters. So we're taking a look at that, see whether, more people will be interested in those days.
Mm. Okay, very good. By the way, I should mention that it was last week Mike and I did an interview. I was in the studio with Mike, and we were doing, Gary's been in there as one of your guests, and last week you had me in along with Matt, and we were talking about the history of the Internet Advisor, and I got to tell you that it's been one of the most popular stories on our Facebook page. So if you want to go to hear that, kind of the story of where Internet Advisor came from, that's part of what they rang out of me when I was in the studio with them, Matt and Mike, and it's now posted on our Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook and then look for the Internet Advisor feed, you will see it there. One of the most popular stories we put up there recently. So thanks, Mike, for that opportunity. And
no problem.
It's coming up.
We got to thank Gary for the squirrel advice.
Right? How did we ever figure that out?
I was fascinated. I was also fascinated to find that Matt just had that same issue.
This 20 years still later. Like them, they still like that insulation off the phone lines.
Oh, my God.
It tastes like bacon.
I was telling Ed, I had heard that it was an issue of peanut oil being used in the creation of some of the insulation on the wires at one point.
That's urban legend.
Is it urban legend?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. All right. The darn squirrels will eat anything, basically. And when they start chewing into your phone lines and you begin to have problems, it could be a fiber optic line, you're going to still have problems.
Well, it will stop working.
Period.
Yeah. You won't have single leakage. it'll be gone.
Okay, so to get hold of your edition of the MITechNews, you simply go to MITechNews.com, and there you put in your email address, and no need for money changing hands in there. You'll get it delivered to you on Fridays free of charge. Mike, thanks so much for being with us here, and we look forward to having you on next week as well to talk about MITechNews.
All right, thanks very much, Foster. Have a great show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
And as Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MITechNews,